from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 4 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, a scary scene as a tree fell on a school bus in Hunterdon County this morning. The front end of the Tewksbury bus was crushed by the trunk and branches of the tree. Local police say there were no life-threatening injuries, but the driver and 10 children on board were taken for nearby evaluation. Witnesses say that they heard a thunderous crack. They tell News 12 that they saw nearby garbage men rush to help the children out of the bus. One program to help New Jersey residents pay their electric bills offers benefits to low-income households. State Board of Public Utilities President Christine Golsadovi says not enough eligible households are taking advantage.
It only has about 20% of enrollment, so that is really important. And as we move forward, we're going to be making some changes.
On Wednesday, the BPU reviewed a new report with recommendations on how to make electric bills more equitable, including a possibility of charging different rates depending on household income or time of day. Republican State Senator Anthony Bucco says those ideas fail to tackle the real issue, which he says are the fact that we don't have enough power supply. London's Heathrow Airport is resuming operations following a fire that forced it to shut down in a large part of today. In a statement, officials said first flights would be repatriation flights for those who were diverted to other airports in Europe. Full operations are expected to resume tomorrow, but travel disruptions at Heathrow could last for days. Now, the Lester Glenn Business Report. Another volatile day for stocks. Johnson & Johnson says it will invest more than $55 billion within the United States over the next 4 years, including four new manufacturing plants. Johnson & Johnson, which has its headquarters in New Brunswick, said Friday that that is a 25% increase in investment compared with the prior 4 years. On Wall Street, at the closing bell, the Dow was up about 31 points at 41,984. If you're looking for a new vehicle, visit LesterGlenn.com and choose from over 2,000 vehicles. Experience the way car buying should be. Experience Lester Glenn. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Well, temps warm back up. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in one.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, clear to partly cloudy here for tonight. Breezy early on, though winds will diminish here late tonight. Lows from the mid to upper 30s. Tomorrow, breezy. There could be a stray shower in the area for the afternoon. Other than that, tomorrow should be the nicest day of the weekend. Try to get out and enjoy it. Clouds, some sunshine with a high near 60 degrees. Trending much colder for tomorrow night. Brisk lows in the upper 20s. Sunday will be cooler overall. Early sun will be followed by some clouds. Highs ranging from the upper 40s to the lower 50s. We are watching for some rain then for Sunday night. Monday, damp and cool. Cloudy, occasional rain through the day. Highs generally in the middle 50s. And for Tuesday, mostly cloudy. Highs once again in the mid-50s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Pat Benz.
In Parsippany, it's 49 degrees, South Plainfield 52, and Manahawkin 51. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.